The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David
what
Jacoby.
Up?
We are Duh. Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, who is joining us on the show?
Bo right Schembechler will be proud. We have a Michigan man through and through on the show today. So much so, Jacoby, he was born in Ann Arbor. And he just happens to be the head coach of my Michigan Wolverines, the number one team in the country. Welcome to the program, Coach Jim Harbaugh. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, the great Jalen Rose. Great to be on the show. You know, I love you and everything you've accomplished, and appreciate all the support you've given to our university and our football team. Honorary captain, got a big win. So it's great to see you in person or on Zoom.
You were in the news. You were in the news recently for some of your comments about COVID. You said COVID is going to be part of our society and we're going to have to deal with it. What did you mean and what has been the reaction?
Yeah, what I meant was that, you know, that's a fact. That's COVID is a part of our society. What I meant was I want to be an advocate for student athletes, for football. I don't want to abdicate my responsibility. I want the responsibility of keeping them safe and educating our guys. And a lot like Dr. Fauci, you know, he's made the comments recently. I mean, we've got to get back on track. Our economy, K through 12, he said, and number three, he said sports. So and I think that was fairly reported. And I am an advocate for sports, for football.
Well, we just learned that the Ivy League schools have postponed all fall sports. Do you think the Power Five could do the same?
Could, right? I mean, that's a possibility. We all understand that. And as I said yesterday, too, I mean, if it becomes clear, obvious, you know, that's the right thing to do. Everybody's going to be reasonable, including myself. Yeah, we can't play. It's easy. It's easy to shut that. It's easy to stop. We've all seen how easy it is to stop something. You know, as far as the Ivy League, you know, declaring that they're not going to play football, I don't see that right now. I don't understand why that would be a decision now. You still have time to learn things and understand things and determine whether, you know, what's the right thing to do, you know, come the fall. So that would be, I think, the clear, simple choice is, you know, keep preparing. We got guys that have been training their whole lives for this opportunity, and you know, continue to do that. Continue to gather information, gather facts, and if it comes to a point where, you know, everybody can see it, this is, you know, we shouldn't be playing football or any other sport, and that's not the best interest, you know, for our kids. Then everybody be reasonable and understand that you can't do it.
Coach, I was really proud in the era of social unrest and a lot of high-profile people, especially whites, who are in position to let their voice either be loud or silent. You are somebody that not only marched in protest, but continue to be an advocate for the Black Lives Matter movement. Can you acknowledge some of the things that the University of Michigan and or your football team is doing to heighten that movement?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we understand right now that arguably this is going to be the most stressful time for student athletes that they've ever faced. But they still have workout stress. They still have academic stress. There's personal stress and social issues, stress that is affecting our country and the world, and COVID-19 pandemic. So, you know, our strategy here at the University of Michigan and our football program is support, support, support. And I'm proud of our guys, proud of our staff, our school, and our players, because they, you know, they continue to love and support each other. So that's where we are. We're going to always be guided by our core principles, our core values, guiding principles. You know, those are discussed and put into place, and everybody knows their responsibility and knows their accountability. I could draw back from my first team meeting at the University of San Diego, at Stanford, at San Francisco, or right here at the University of Michigan. And at the core of those principles is fairness. Everyone is guaranteed an equal opportunity. By your talent, by your effort, you will be known. Another, everybody has the right to express their opinions and encouraged to do so. Opinions are listened to and based on, and decisions are made based on what's best. Racism is not tolerated in any form or fashion. Regarding racism and inequality right now, there is no question our stance, and that is Black Lives Matter. Our team value is mutual respect for every person. And my own personal belief is that every life is created equal and has eternal value under God.
Coach, you worked very closely with someone who's at the spearhead of this movement, Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, you know, as well as anybody, what he can do on the football field. Why do you think he doesn't have a job, and where do you think his best fit is?
Well, first of all, Colin Kaepernick is a friend. He's a brother. He's a great teammate. I love Colin. Really, really proud of him. And the stance that he's taken, you know, what his truth is and what's in his heart, and he's taken, you know, definitely, you know, personal, you know, not for personal gain, but that's what he truly believes. As far as football player, you know, I won a lot of games. We won a lot of games together. I think he's an unbelievably talented football player. Then you get some of the questions sometimes, like, is he good enough? He's had a layoff, et cetera. You know, my personal opinion and really advice to NFL teams is there's only one way to answer these questions, and only one way to find out. And that's, you know, Colin signs somewhere and somebody signs Colin, and, you know, you throw the balls out there and you know, find out just how much value he would bring to a team. My advice would be it'd be worth your time, and I think that NFL team would be very happy.
How was it for you to see the changing in the stance of Roger Goodell 4 years ago, when basically the NFL basically ostracized Colin Kaepernick, to rewinding 4 years later, in theory, they're apologizing and they're supporting players doing a peaceful protest before games?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it's good that there was learning that took place. I would, you know, say that communication should have been earlier, et cetera. And like I said, you know, I think all though, you know, have a mutual respect for Colin, because he was, it was his truth. He stuck to it. I mean, imagine 18 to 20 weeks, you know, consistent, you know, in the face of personal loss and expense to him, and, you know, also the backlash, you know, that he was taking. I mean, I think everybody respects the courage of that, Jalen.
Coach, my co-host every single week lives and dies on the success of Michigan football and the Wolverines. So please get us excited about this season. What do you expect this season, and are you going to finally beat the Buckeyes?
Yeah, they, you know, we have great expectations for this season, and it really starts, you know, with our players and our staff. I mean, their engines are revved up. That, you know, they finally have a place to go. They're working out, and been a bunch of guys that have made really great strides in this off season, the winter cycle. There was no spring practice, but even through those, you know, 3-4 months, our guys were participating in Zoom meetings, being creative, how to get their workouts in. Now they're back on campus and looking good. And yeah, we're just full speed ahead. So yeah, I know I'm always excited and positive, you know, for every year. And but I feel even extra excited and positive right now. Our team is in great shape. And also the leadership level, you know, the hunger level for their opportunity this year is at an all-time high.
Coach, thanks so much for joining the show. We look forward to rooting for the Wolverines every Saturday when you return to the field.
War Manuel, please get that extension done. We need Coach on the sideline for a very long time. Love and appreciate you, Coach.
Thanks, Jalen. It's happening. It's happening. We got bigger fish to fry right now with getting our players trained and keeping them healthy. But I'm sure we're going to get to it.
We'll be back in just 2 minutes with more Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have a segment where Jalen decides what we discuss. It is called
Keep Hail to the Victors.
If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. Woo. If not, me, you and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. We start with a NBA basketball team has finally signed Jamal Crawford. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
This should have been happened. I'm happy for little bro. He going to do work in the bubble. It's only right. His last game, he had 50-plus points. Keep it moving for now. He going to make more headlines.
We keep it moving.
Shout out to J.R. Smith, too. I'm glad he's back in the game.
Tom Brady and TB12 took a big PR hit today. Want to know why? Keep moving or hit the brakes.
And shout to Michael Beasley back in the league. Hit the brakes.
TB12, Tom Brady's business, got one of those PPP loans, minimum of $350,000 and a maximum of $1 million. One would think that between the income of Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, they would be able to keep TB12 alive without a loan. What do you think, Jalen?
I think if you look down at the breakup or the people who received those loans, it's unfortunate that the black and brown people really came up short of that distribution.
Moving on. Our guy, Raheem Mostert, who we call Mozart, wants a trade from the Super Bowl.
I don't know if I was doing the wrong instrument. I was doing this. Maybe I should be playing the piano. Hit the brakes.
There you go.
Hit the brakes.
Raheem Mostert has the leading rusher on the NFC Championship team, 49ers, said he wants a trade. You don't see this a lot from teams this successful. What do you think?
This is what happens in a salary cap sport, Jacoby. And you start to realize that the engine moves as well as all of his cogs. And then one of those people aren't being paid properly. And that person says, you need to take care of me right now, which affects our long-term success. If I'm the 49ers, I find a way to get this done. They have a lot of backs, but it just seems like he's the one that continues to be healthy and explosive when they need him the most.
That's a great point. Next, we have Zion celebrated his birthday by buying some jewelry. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Dylan, I don't think you're a big Avengers guy, but he got a Thanos-inspired chain. What do you think about this?
Young, rich, trying to figure his way out. You start buying things, and I promise you, he gonna look back at that in 3 to 5 years, and you ain't gonna see it ever again. I've been there, dog. Big rims, loud music. You buy all of these things, and he gonna look up, and he gonna reach down and open his car door. He's like, well, I got this stupid chain. But I'm glad he has it at 20 right now. He's going to enjoy it for the next 3 years. Congratulations, Zion.
Jalen, the final topic is about something that you always want to discuss in the program.
Hit the brakes.
It's about going to the bathroom. And we ran out of time, so we got to keep it moving. We don't have to talk about it. I'm not talking about going poop on national television.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. Go to break. Go to break. Go to break. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, DeSean Jackson went on Twitter and quoted an anti-Semitic quote wrongly attributed to Adolf Hitler, and obviously felt a lot of backlash because of that and has since apologized. What do you think of this saga?
Oppressed people have a kinship because they understand what it's like to be denied and or overlooked based on dynamics of things sometimes that they can't control, like their ethnicity, their race, or their color. And this is a learning experience for DeSean Jackson. It's the same thing I said about Drew Brees. I'm not so quick that when an adult that's educated, professional, and intelligent in a lot of ways either misspeaks or is not informed, it's a learning opportunity. And his apology seems sincere. I saw what Julian Edelman also had to say about DeSean Jackson's comments. And let's see if he's able to pay it forward.
I would love for DeSean Jackson to actually visit the Holocaust Museum with Julian Edelman. I think that'd be a great way to close this story. I want to thank Jim Harbaugh for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
And of course, you can always get exclusive content on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to that. We'll be back tomorrow at 4
o'clock
with another guest. Next is Highly Questionable and Dan Levitard. Jalen, we didn't get a chance to discuss this as long as I want to during the television portion. So I'm gonna give the people what they want and discuss this in depth on the exclusive content. Jamal Crawford should not be signed by a team after they've had four or five players say they were not going to Orlando and they then become desperate and sign Jamal Crawford. He is a walking bucket. We know what he does. Is he a defensive stopper? No. Is he a rebounder? No. Does he get you assists? No. But what does he do, Jalen Rose? What does Jamal Crawford do with the basketball?
Buckets.
Scores.
Buckets.
I don't think you build a team around Jamal Crawford. I don't think you feature Jamal Crawford on offense. You don't start Jamal Crawford. But do you know what Jamal Crawford is? Valuable. And if you give him 20 minutes a game, you could mess around and win yourself a playoff series. I'm telling you.
My final game in the league, and I'm pretty sure you can track this because you're David Jacoby. I believe my final year in the my final game in the league, I believe I was scoreless or got a DNP.
Oh, I'm sure.
His final game, he had 50 points. And you know what else? I've never scored that much in a game in the league. Just think about that for a second.
It's wild. Is absolutely
his final
wild.
Game, I'm fine final out. Month, he averaged over 35 last April.
All right, we're looking at so your game logs. Looking at your game logs here. Looking at your game logs here, and it looks like on April
overreacting.
April 17th.
We went to the playoffs too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, DNP, April 17th. April 16th, DNP. Let's take a look at the playoffs now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's messed up. I couldn't even get no run in the last two regular season games. That's foul, dog. That's mean.
No, but then it's even worse. It gets worse. You're playing the Lakers in the playoffs. Game one, DNP. Game two, 8 minutes and 52 seconds. 1-for-4. 1-3 that you missed. No free throws. 1 defensive rebound, no. There you go, Jay. 2 assists. 2 fouls. And 2 points. -3 on the plus minus. And Jalen, I hate to say it, that was the only playoff action you saw that entire year. And here's the problem. That's not only the only playoff action you saw that entire year, but there was multiple suspensions on your team that should have opened you up for some more opportunity.
Man. Amari, Boris Diaw leaving the bench after Robert Horry hip check Steve Nash. I'm telling you, after that game, dog, I went into the locker room. We had a treadmill in the locker room. Everybody was doing post-game interviews. I jumped on the treadmill. This is about to be my chance. I waited all season. All season. I know I'm ready for the big games. I done already played in the playoffs. I done already been in the finals. I already know what's about to happen. Flew back that night. Went to the team facility, Jacoby. Worked out again. Got some treatment. Next morning, my apartment. Worked out again before practice.
Yes.
Went to practice.
Yes.
After practice, got some shots up, was ready. Next morning, shoot around. I'm a part of the first 7 or 8. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm about to definitely get some run tonight. Game happened. Just looking for people in the stands to put in before me. I was about to turn around and have somebody check in.
Well, you only played in one playoff game in that season. However, y'all won by 28 in that game. That's all I got to say. You won one other game by 20 in the playoffs. But the one game that Jalen Rose was in, y'all beat the Lakers by 28. That's all I got to say. When Jalen plays, you beat the Lakers by 28. Jalen doesn't play, you lose to the Spurs. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Jalen, an Oregon man was driving a stolen car. And he crashed into a woman who was also driving a stolen car.
No. No.
Yep. Yep. So here's the thing is when you say driving a stolen car, you always imagine like Grand Theft Auto, like they just jumped in it and pulled away. But you could drive a stolen car for months. You know, like,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that you just stole the car. It doesn't mean you just stole the car. It means it was a stolen car. But I like the idea. I like the visual of them each just kind of like breaking a window in a Stop and Shop parking lot and then smashed into each other trying to exit the parking lot.
That's hilarious.
I mean?
Do you got insurance?
Yeah.
Both cars are completely wrecked.
Yeah, no, I like this even better. Because we've all been in that situation. Both cars are completely wrecked. You should share each other's driver's license and insurance information. You know they both look at each other like, you wanna let this one slide?
Snoop and Dre. What you wanna do? What you wanna do?
Exactly. That happened to me once. This dude hit me on my bike and bent my tire. And it was definitely his fault. And he came out and he was looking at me and I was looking at him. And I was just like, dude, let's just let this one go. I don't need the police involved with this. I'll pay the $60 to fix the tire. You know what I mean? Like, we don't got to get paperwork involved and your insurance involved. And next thing you know, like, you got to pay an extra $100 a month. Like, I'm going to charge this one to the game, charge this one to my debit card, and live to ride another day. That's what happened to me. I'll never forget that day. Never forget that day. Well, Kawhi Leonard is not traveling with the Clippers to Orlando.
Really?
Now, normally that'd be the first thing we talk about in the show, but he had permission from the team and he is looking after a family matter. I'm going to say this means nothing. Am I reading too little into this?
Not yet. I'm going to tell you when you start reading into it.
He saw the food.
That's what it is. Like, he's
Supposed to fly. He was supposed to fly probably like 2 days ago, and he's starting to see the food and the pictures of the food. He's like, I got this family issue. And, you know, obviously I don't mean to make light of a family problem, but like if this family issue might get more serious once he sees the food out there. I mean, he might be like, I'll be there. When his first game, 31st, I'll be there the 27th. If you're Kawhi Leonard, you have permission from the team to delay your bubble entry. If I was Kawhi Leonard, I might get another 72 hours out of this once I see what the food is like in the bubble. What do you think?
If I'm Kawhi Leonard, I just saw Last Dance and Dennis Rodman. Y'all go ahead and be the guinea pigs. I'm going to wait. We'll see how this play out first.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what happens down there.
Y'all go ahead first. And then you call the guys on the team because you know they want you there, and they're going to tell you everything. And Patrick Beverly going to be like, it's great. The food is awesome. My room is terrific. The pool is so fun. The restaurant is bomb, man. I'm telling you, it is bomb.
Doc Rivers is going to send a picture of himself like eating a gourmet meal with a personal chef right there. Like, don't believe the hype, Kawhi. Don't believe the hype.
They like, yo, dog, we found the best person at Braid Hair down here. We got the best.
You know what Lou Will said? He's like,
they gonna hook you up.
Lou Will texts him on the low on his burner phone. You know how you got two phones? Like, he texts Kawhi on the second phone. He's like, Kawhi, don't believe the hype. I got girls down here. Don't worry. Don't believe the hype, Kawhi. Don't believe the hype. I got them hired by Disney. They work at the hotel now. Don't worry about it, Kawhi.
They're essential workers.
They're essential. Don't worry about it, Kawhi. Don't believe the hype. Food's good. Food's good. Don't worry about it. We're good. Come to the bubble. Come to the bubble. Ooh, they need Kawhi. But I did like –
he's the only person in the league, arguably, that could get away with that and then not be at the bottom of the ticker. Because
well, I think when you
this is one of the benefits of not speaking a lot.
When you cite a family issue, it's a family. That's bulletproof. You know what I mean? Because family's family first always.
What's bulletproof is when you don't speak a lot. Like, if he was really outspoken or always trying to get likes or follows or social clips, then it'll be a bigger deal.
Yeah. If Tristan Thompson was like, I can't go to the bubble, people would be like, oh, wait a second. They wouldn't really believe it the same way because you get more leeway when you're Kawhi Leonard. And is that fair? Probably not. Is that the way it is? Yes. No shots at Tristan Thompson, you know what I mean? But that's just kind of like how it goes. Well, I hope Kawhi gets down there because I cannot wait for the Lakers to beat them in the Western Conference Finals, man. I'm telling you. Jalen, I want to take people behind the curtain on something. We did the Jim Harbaugh interview, right? At the end of the interview, I was so excited. I just asked him a question about playing against the Buckeyes, and I said, Coach, we're so excited whenever football returns, every Saturday, to be rooting for the Buckeyes. And I was like, wait, I meant Wolverines.
Wow, hit the brakes on
his
that.
His face. Our editor, Rachel, edited it out. You know, I had to do a pickup. It's just the magic of television. It was a simple mistake. But your face and his face, right after I said that, I wanted to dig myself a hole in his crawling.
While certain collegiate basketball and football coaches are sitting on their perches and high horses, not actively supporting the Black Lives Matter movement and being a voice for it or being anti-racist, Jim Harbaugh is doing the exact opposite. So I appreciate him joining the show. And as a fellow Wolverine, trust me, when that interview was over, Lisa Nicholson, been there 25, 30 years. She was there when I was there. She was there before me. She's the heartbeat of the football and basketball office. I did look down at my phone, and unbeknownst to me, she was watching the interview. And she definitely texted me after the interview. I guess he was at work. I didn't know if he was at home or work.
No, he was at work.
So I clearly see he was at work. She definitely texted me. She's like, tell your co-host the Buckeye joke was not fun.
That wasn't a joke. It was a mistake.
I text her back, it will be edited out before we go on television. And her response was, go blue.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rachel, for saving me on that one. Thanks for the whole team. Jalen, who is joining us tomorrow?
DeMarcus, you know, I'm so excited Cousins about
turns
that.
To Jalen Injico.
10 years of this program, if we've highlighted and represented the honor of a player, it has to be DeMarcus Cousins. When he was with the Kings, we felt so bad for him.
It was Boogie and Lance Stephenson. Lance Stephenson's the guy, but he's probably second. Lance is probably second.
Well, because Lance, Boogie stayed
the
in the league.
Lance too. The Nets should get Lance. It's Brooklyn. They're Brooklyn Nets. They need bodies. Lance is in shape. He's available. He's in the tri-state somewhere, you know?
Of course.
Yo, oh, huge announcement. Jalen, huge announcement. There's so much bad news out there. Cases, COVID cases just spiking all over the South, Arizona and Los Angeles County and Florida. And, you know, sometimes you just need a little glimmer of hope. Just some sort of return to normal. I was on my jog today on the East River, like I do every day.
To the east, my brother, to the east.
Basketball court. Do you know what was on the basketball court?
Human beings.
That classic that classic New York City backboard, that gray sheet metal backboard with the holes in it that you could throw the ball as hard as you can off and it's still gonna go in. They used to just have the backboard, and now they have something that they didn't have for months. Something I haven't seen with my own eyes for like 90 days. They got hoops.
That is breaking news.
Affixed to the backboard in New York City. Now, am I going to be out there playing pickup with strangers? No. But if I get an empty court, I'll get some shots up. I haven't really shot a basketball outside of a pool in 100 days. And I can't wait. My jump shot was broke before. It's going to be extra broke now. I cannot wait. It's just a glimmer of hope. Now, does that mean we should stop wearing masks? We should start to get together in groups and start playing pickup basketball with strangers? No, not at all. But what that does mean is perhaps if we treat this disease seriously as a society, the way that New York City has around the country, perhaps we can all get some semblance of normality across the country. We'll be back tomorrow with DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. Why is that?
We're not
Jaylen
done.
Rose.
We're not done.